The Transport Agency says a change in the way it calculates salary increases is the reason for a surge in the number of employees earning more than $100,000 a year. Researcher Sam Warburton from the New Zealand Initiative says the number jumped by a third from 418 to 555 in the 2015-16 financial year. The agency says changes to salary calculations has meant a sharp rise in the number crossing the $100,000 threshold. Let's talk now to Sam Warburton. Good morning to you.
Kia ora.
What do you make of their explanation as to why so many more of their workers are earning more than 100 grand?
We find it a little unconvincing. Number of people is, as you said, up a third, but we accounted for general salary increases, so about 2% a year we assumed, which is about where the public sector and comparable private sector market wages are going. They have said that there's been a bigger adjustment than that, but we can't see any evidence for that, and we're just asking for some demonstration of that.
So are you concerned that so many people at the agency are earning over $100,000? Or?
Well, it might very well be justified, but there's no explanation in publicly available documents. So we look at the annual report to tell us how an agency's going, what sort of benefits it's generating, what sort of risks it's experiencing, and this looks to be one of the risks, but there's no explanation around it. So for example, in these statistics, we should. They've said that there's a lot of people moving over to the over 100,000 salary, but when we look at the data, there's very little increase between $100,000 and $110,000, and there's very little increase between $110,000 and $120,000. There is a bigger increase in the $120,000 to $130,000 salary band, but that would be about a 20 to 40% increase in those people's salaries. So it's a kind of rise that you would expect to see some sort of transparent public explanation.
And you haven't seen that so far. You're obviously not buying their reason for it.
No, they've got another reason as well, which is increased staff numbers, and that's true. There's been about a 5% increase in overall staff numbers. But to get this kind of increase that we're seeing, we'd have to see all of those people, all of those new hires, earning $100,000. And again, you would expect to see some sort of explanation for that.
So what would you like to see now from the agency? Just more transparency.
Well, that's right. The New Zealand Initiative's launched a governance project, which is all about disclosure and oversight of public agencies. And this is a big one. These agencies publish these salaries precisely because of the public interest. It's not enough just to publish the salaries. There should be full disclosure about why these changes happen. And also, we would expect some oversight by the Ministry of Transport, whose job it is to monitor this kind of thing and explain it to ministers and explain it to the public and keep the New Zealand Transport Agency in check.
To be fair to them, though, if they've employed these 70 extra staff, and they say that many of those are about growing the state highway network program, maybe they are people who, you know, have the skills or that they require and need to pay them that sort of salary.
Well, that's a plausible justification, but for hiring more people and for some of them to be on $100,000, they'll be contractors brought in at the last minute. You'll expect them to be on a reasonably high salary. But as many as all of the recent hires that the New Zealand Transport Agency has done, so you know, they've got turnover at lower salary levels. Is everyone that they're bringing in earning $100,000? That's the kind of question we think that the New Zealand Transport Agency should be answering.
Thanks very much for your time, Sam. Do appreciate that. That's Sam Warburton there from the New Zealand Initiative.